Well, for Dan Duquette, this has been a memorable weekend. You welcome a son, Colt, into the world, and a new daddy. You're going to have the energy for this at this point in your life?
Well, ready or not, here we come, right? No, we're really happy. Amy delivered a beautiful boy, and the mom's doing great, and the baby's doing great. And we appreciate all the congratulations and the well wishes that we receive from the people around the Orioles community. And, you know, we're happy to start a new chapter with a healthy baby.
So long and lean, about 8 pounds of future first-round draft choice. Are you going to start grooming him now?
My son Daniel gave me a present yesterday, and on the shirt it said, call my agent. And then the picture in the hospital that he posed for, it said number one draft pick. So I told my wife, I said, we're not messing around with this one. Get that ball in his left hand right away. Right. And anyway, we're happy. The baby's healthy, and you know, all his brothers and sisters are excited too.
All right, with all this going on, welcoming a child, another child into your life, somehow you found time to make a trade. And yesterday you pick up Nick Hundley, a catcher from the Padres, for Troy Patton. What was the inspiration behind that, to go out and get a veteran catcher to join the team?
Well, we wanted to get a veteran catcher to support our catching. We're not sure what the resolution of Matt Wieters' injury will be. And we have two rookie catchers in Caleb Joseph and Steve Clevenger, and they've done a nice job, but we wanted to be prepared for the possibility by adding some depth to our catching, to the to the possibility that Matt won't be able to return. But beyond that, Nick Hundley is a good catcher. He had a terrific year last year with 13 home runs with San Diego, and 2 years before that he also had a very good year. But he's a good leader. He handles the pitchers well. He has power, and he's a good game caller. And we thought he would be a good addition to our ball club. The depth to the catching is always a concern for ours, and that's something that we've been working on. We made the trade to add to the depth of our catching through the organization, but also to make sure that Major League team is stabilized, and veteran leadership behind the plate is always key.
Is this move a sign that you believe Matt might have to have the surgery, or is this a precaution in the event that happens?
Well, in terms of the personnel within the organization, we thought that TJ McFarland had made some good progress by going to winter ball and developing his breaking ball, and then by pitching well at AAA, where he could take the innings that Troy Patton would normally have in our bullpen. So we had a fit in terms of the personnel to add to our catching depth and also have a capable replacement for Troy Patton's innings on our major league team. So we thought it made sense from both the perspective of adding TJ to the team to take Troy's innings and then also adding catching depth. And we still have a little time to go before we know the resolution and whether Matt Wieters will return. If Matt Wieters does in fact return, we have two very good major league catchers, and then both Steve Clevenger and Caleb Joseph could go to the minor leagues if that was the case. So that would set up our team not just for this year but for next year.
I know you're always looking to improve the team, and this is the time of year where contending teams like the Orioles are. You hear, well, they might go out and add this starter, or maybe they'd make a trade. Are you prepared to do that if the right move comes along to solidify what you already have?
Well, we're always looking for opportunities. The team hasn't really played that well the last 10 or 11 games. I'm hopeful that we can find the right combination from the people we have within the organization. Our defense has been pretty solid. Our pitching has not been as consistent as it needs to get for us to really make a run at things. And our hitting's, has come and gone. So if we can do a little bit better job with the consistency of our hitting and our pitching, that would be good. But we're also looking around at other options that could help our ball club from our AAA club. Quentin Berry's doing real well at AAA. He's getting on base and swinging the bat well. He might be a possibility. Peguero, the outfielder, who did real well in spring training, he's doing well. He's hitting .345 down at AAA. So those are possibilities from players in the organization that can help us. But beyond that, I think once you get by Memorial Day, other teams will take a look at their ball club and their inventory and see where they're at, and that's when you might be able to add to your team through a trade.
Well, congratulations on a very successful weekend. You helped the ball club with a big trade, but more importantly, welcome a beautiful son into the world. Everybody's very happy for you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jim.